Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's On the Box with Devlin and Brundage.
Welcome to the 375th episode of On the Box this evening. With we have the delightful guest, the boss of the AI channel. Gags, how are you, mate?
I'm good, man. And it's episode 10. I need to come on and tell you these things.
Episode 10, but who knows, because we've got 0.5 here and 0.5 there. You know, we can talk. It's in March at some point, so... Yeah, this is the mid-March podcast, and we're just chatting about what we got going on.
Breaks going on, isn't there? Unfortunately, breaks going on, isn't there at the moment? Mid-season breaks.
Yeah, we got a hiatus. There are a few, particularly the superhero show hiatus, and Neil seems to be having a break because his mommy won't let him on the phone tonight to get onto Skype because he's got a bit of a sore throat. He's tucked up in bed with his Vicks Vapor Rub.
Child, get well soon.
So what are you watching at the moment, boss?
Oh, man. I mean...
How do you get time? That's the bottom line.
I sleep very late. You see, once I finish anything on AI, pods or whatnot, I need the out. I can't not have an out. You know, like...
The wind down time.
Yeah, if I go sleep straight after doing work, then the only thing on my mind is what was going on in that pod.
Yeah.
And I can't have that. I can't be sleeping with AI as well.
So you need to watch a bit of Suits afterwards for a bit of Meghan Markle to go to bed with.
Yeah, maybe, or anything else, Spartacus or something. I don't know.
Jesus.
I'm joking. No,
that's full out. I do miss Spartacus. Well, definitely should make another series.
It is something that I watched this, recently in the last few months, Spartacus. If you haven't seen that, it's a must watch. What was it? I think this is it. Just two seasons and one pre.
Yeah, exactly.
It was fantastic. Very, very hard. You know, it's hard hitting. I'd say this show, but it's brilliant. It really is fantastic.
Of its time, they kind of led the way because they were kind of pre Game of Thrones of that full on. Visceral, violent, and overtly sexual.
All of it. It was. I mean, I watched it once. Game of Thrones. I was up to date with Game of Thrones, but I still thought it was fantastic. I still really did think it was an excellent show. Especially the way it's directed as well. I just thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, I love it. It's kind of SimCity feel, isn't it?
The original guy was brilliant. You know, the first. Yeah, the one who passed away. He was. Absolutely fantastic. I'm not very good at actors' names, as you all know from movie pods, but he was superb in the role, I thought. Absolutely superb. So, yeah, and then when they changed the actor in the second, it kind of lost its feel a little. And the story as well, it wasn't as... I just like the setting, you know, like how they were all caged and then they were pretty much treated like animals, weren't they? Even by the women and stuff. The whole setting and how he was working his way to the top. I just enjoyed it.
Great story, great action.
Yeah, brilliant. The first season is must-watch TV, I think. First series that are brilliant, that's one of them.
Yeah, it is for sure. I kind of love the TV with a bit of the Kiwi feel as well, because it was full of Aussies and Kiwis, wasn't it?
It was.
Most of the actors are also in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and they're all buff as you like, and and
buff as you like. You love a bit of buff being a fitness person.
Yeah, buff as you like. Did just put like positive role models on the screen, you know, murderous positive role models. But
oh my god, like the deception as well. It's just, it's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, but brilliant TV.
If you're looking for something deceptive, then House of Cards is one that I've recently watched, Si, and I'm not going to go into the story because it's brand new and I don't like spoiling stuff. But if you did feel like the last season was kind of running away and not as good, well, this one really G's it up a little bit. And pitting husband and wife against each other at the start, which you know is going to happen because that's the end of the last season. It just refreshes it up. It really does. And
it's very smart. It couldn't be further from Spartacus.
Exactly. But it's deceptive. Like I've nicely moved into the deception thing. And I just think if you're a fan of Kevin Spacey, then there's absolutely no doubt you're going to watch
this. And if you're not, go and watch cartoons.
Yeah, exactly. He's unreal.
Who's not a fan of Kevin Spacey?
I know that you can't be in existence. But what I liked about the originals of this was that he was talking to you.
I love that because I think they're both really, really interesting. With Spartacus as well, because I think they are the beginnings of a new genre of a way of telling a story.
Yes.
House of Cards was unique. The original House of Cards was unique in how that's the first ever series that started to tell a story in this way. And thankfully, Netflix picked it up and carried on. What was it, Amazon? I'm not sure.
No, it's Netflix, isn't it?
But then Spartacus has done it. And it's kind of the beginning of a big genre with Game of Thrones. But not just that. It's a lot of, you know, high violence, overt sexuality stuff is just rife on TV now, and it's because Spartacus kind of opened the door, and in the same way that the House of Cards has with this political stuff, but the way it tells a story, I think, is what's brilliant about it.
It is, and it's kind of less in this one. I was going to say it's kind of a little bit less in this season, but still riveting. It's like I watched it in a weekend. It was that good.
Jesus, do you ever see your kids?
But last week, that weekend, I was sick. Remember, you know the five times weekend.
Yeah.
That weekend, I was really sick afterwards because I was pumped up on meds on the five times do, and then the next day I was just flat, absolute flat. That Saturday and that Sunday, I
didn't. You have some serious wife.
Oh, she's awesome. She's awesome.
I don't get to sit and watch TV for a day. That's for sure.
Well, if you're sick, there's not much else you can do. And plus, she started working weekends, hasn't she? Because she's now got a weekend girl now. So, yeah. She works she works in House of Fraser in Wolverhampton. So, yeah.
Pop on and see Gags' wife.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want your eyebrows done, she'll do them for you. Mention Anfield Index. She might even pay.
That'd be awesome.
Ladies, that's for the ladies. Go in there. Go and get some waxing done. She'll do it. No problem.
Jesus, enough of waxing. For God's sake. Have you ever seen Survivor?
I watched a Bollywood version of Survivor.
I would watch
TV.
The Bollywood version.
Is it the reality TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the Bollywood version, and I tell you what, it was fucking ace.
It's brilliant.
Absolutely ace. I loved it. And I just found it brilliant because they were a little more erratic, a bit more crazy. They'd put in some, because they do it with celebrities, you see.
Yep.
Whereas I think Survivor in the US is more, is it normal?
It's not celebrities, yeah. So, over the course of the 37 episodes, 37 series, there has been like NFL Super Bowl winning players and coaches and NBA winning players. Guys,
well, they must have been interesting,
but they don't have anybody that's very famous. Like they don't have any like movie stars or TV stars.
Oh no! Oh, there wasn't never movie stars in.
And there are no A. There are no A. Yeah, there are no A and there are no B list celebrities.
No,
it's not a celebrity thing at all.
It's more Z or Z if you're American. Z list.
Right. Yeah. No.
Interesting because again that deception theme. This pod's going to be called Deception. It was. Yeah. They're all so deceptive. They like turn on each other's mates. Like if some of them did know each other from the start, like you know before,
yeah.
They turned on each other just for food and stuff. It's what it does to you.
It's crazy, but you know, do you remember at the beginning of Big Brother, the first ever series of Big Brother in England,
and they kind of
fed them, like, they had like one bag of potatoes between them for a week, and they used to have to earn food. They used to have to like do tasks, and then they would get like a shopping list, and sometimes Big Brother would give them a quarter of the shopping list, and they would have no food, and it was a genuine social experiment to see how these people react. And now it's nothing like that at all. They just pamper them, and it's a big, you know, raving thing going on. But Survivor, they literally starve. You can see them, like one girl lost 5 stone while she was there, and they go from being some of these really, really well trained, huge buff guys that look like Rock, and end up like looking like Lalana by the end of it. It's
just with a big beard, though. With a big beard,
yeah, big beard. Yeah, it's insane. But it goes back to that waxing thing you talked about at the beginning. The girls never look like they've got a big beard, so they're all allowed to take one. I think they're allowed to take one personal item. So I think maybe they all take a razor with them or something. But the show is tremendous, and people really should look it out and go and watch. It's 37 series, and I reckon 34 of them have been brilliant.
Really?
That's a lot of TV to watch.
So how many do they do a year then? Two a year or three a
year? Yeah, two a year, yeah.
So that must be big ratings for them then.
Because yeah, it's huge. It's a huge show in America. Huge show in America.
Wow. See, I just wouldn't. I don't know why. I probably would if I started watching it. I probably would get hooked on it, to be honest, because I do like a bit of reality. The reason why I watch the Asian one more, because obviously it's something to watch with the wife.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we don't get to watch stuff like we watch the Indian version of Big Brother. It's hilarious. It's
just bloody hilarious. Because
again, it's Z-led celebrities, but they're so bloody stupid. Like, I think that Nina was visiting one time. I think it was Enzo's wedding. She came down and she was watching it as well. And she was like, "This is bloody nuts, gags. How do you not watch this?"
You know? Yeah, take your brain out.
Me and my wife are just laughing because all they do is scream at each other, dude. Like,
this sounds like Big Brother to me.
Oh, it was. It is terrible at times. But I'll tell you one funny thing. I mean, we're going to go off a bit topic, but it's normal. They had a fucking porn star in the Indian one once.
Jesus. Honestly, that's the difference between ours. Ours make porn stars. That's the way it works. Our Big Brother, that's what happens.
Oh, it was nuts. And the funny thing was, the guys that were flirting with her didn't know she was a porn star.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the funniest thing. The Asian lads in there, they had no idea. And they were...
Wow, that wouldn't happen in England either, would it? They would all know if there was a porn star walked in.
Yeah, they didn't. It was just, well, she was Indian, well, Indian heritage, but a porn star in the USA.
Oh, I see.
They brought her over to India's show.
Did she get him out?
No, they wouldn't allow that on Indian TV.
Is it really not? Have you seen, as we're talking about these things, it wasn't the original plan, but like, they're like Big Brother Sweden, Big Brother Holland, and I think even Australia, full on at it.
Oh my God, no, I've not seen that. England and India, they're quite, they don't show any of that stuff on TV. It might happen, but they don't.
I think it's happened once in England, but it was, they went away from it.
Yeah, they didn't show it.
No, they didn't show it. And yeah, England, I think, I imagine England and what you're talking about, Indian Big Brother's very similar. It's just as camp as you like. Like, get the most outrageously gay dude in the world to make, yes, you know, 100%. Fun. And that's just what it's about. Yes.
They get cross-dresser in, they'll get
transgender dudes.
Yeah, because they want to make sure that they cover every base.
No, they just want to shock.
That's it. They want to see, it is the social experiment, how people react to them.
I think it's gone away from social experiment. I think it literally is just about shock, so they can get headlines in the papers the next day.
Yeah,
particularly so it went to Channel 5 in England.
It's all ratings in India, pure ratings based.
Yeah,
pure. Sometimes yeah, I even think it's fixed, because I wouldn't put it as the cricket is. You know, it's just
like WWE.
Yeah, well, no, it's like Indian cricket. It's fine.
Oh, I suppose, yeah, same.
Anyway. Jesus. What are you watching?
So, do you know what? This is us meandering around the American TV shows we watch, because we do, and you can figure out where we all get them. But I pay lots of money for my TV, so I'm fine with it. So generally I'm watching currently Blackish. Have you been watching Blackish?
Blackish?
Blackish. You haven't watched Blackish?
No.
What the fuck?
What's that?
It's genius. So there are two of them currently, similar genre. They do this in American TV all the time. They release constantly, release every year. It's like a writer has been to all of the studios and one of the studios picks it up and then another one copies it. This we're 3 years in maybe of Blackish. It's basically it's laughing at the stereotypes of it's a black family who the dad is a very successful ad agency worker and his wife is a surgeon. So they live in basically Bel Air, like Fresh Prince kind of stuff. So these are successful black people, and they've got four kids. Four kids, and they're a very posh, you know, Beverly Hills kind of school. They couldn't be more upper middle class, and so basically the kids are the premise of the show is the kids behave like they're white, while they actually all behave like they're white, but they make fun of all of the black stereotypes. Yet the beauty of the show is that the black stereotypes they're making fun of are true. It's hilarious because it's close to the bone.
I'm going to have
to see. So like black people can't swim.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah. Not entirely sure. I think it's even on TV in England.
ABC. No, it's an ABC show. Okay, I'll see if I can find it on Sky. Maybe it's on there.
Yeah.
But that's since 2014, yeah? So it's probably the second or third season. But
third season now. There's another
93%. 93% on Rotten Tomatoes, that.
Brilliant. It's also one of those social commentaries that kind of change a little bit. You know, Modern Family did it as well, which I also watch. But it's becoming part of the social ephemera in America. It's what people talk about.
So is this one of the 20-minute show things?
Yeah. So 22 minutes.
So I've been watching recently. I've got hooked to Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is written by the guy, one of the two guys who make a podcast I tried to desperately make you listen to, which you never had, called The Podcast. Yeah, and Michael Short, because Michael Short, literally the guy that writes Brooklyn Nine-Nine and wrote Parks and Rec before, he's one of the two guys that are on it, and they're hilarious. And if you like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you will like the comedy of Michael Short.
Who isn't the guy that's the main guy in it? Isn't he the producer as well?
Yes, he's one of them, yeah.
Yeah, he's the producer, because I have to say, the casting in that is unbelievable. Like,
it's brilliant, yeah. They're Saturday Night Live. Good.
Yeah, every single... I mean, I've not seen many of them before. I think I've seen the captain before. And maybe...
Andy Samberg, Sergeant. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Terry Crews, the sergeant. Yeah, God, yeah. He's been in loads of stuff over the years, but never in a major part. But he's very, very funny. Did you ever see Everybody Hates Chris?
No.
You would have had to be an early adopter of the internet TV viewing, because it was like 2004, 2005-ish. And it's just brilliant. It's Chris, I think it's Chris Rock, who's the commentator, you know, who's the narrator of the show. And it's about the 80s when I was a kid, basically. This black guy when I was a kid in the hood when I was growing up, when I was a kid. And it's just a comedy. And Terry Crews is the kid's dad. And it's this hardworking, goes out to work in his factory every day, salt of the earth kind of guy. And just the strongest man in the world. And he's brilliant. And it's very funny as well.
I just think this Andy Samberg guy just cracks.
Andy Samberg's hilarious.
He cracks me up. And who's the guy that plays Charles?
Joe Latrulio.
Oh my God, just class. Just they just have such good chemistry, the both of them in it. And it just makes... I think every single character, to be fair, they all merge really nicely. And it's just nothing like I've seen. I just don't think it's comparable to many other shows. I think just the way they do it.
It's Parks and Rec. It's just a different setting. That's what I'm saying. It's the same writer. It's Michael Shore. This is how he writes. And if you like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you'll like Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec's better than Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay, well, I'll need
to... It's very similar stuff, what it does.
Like the way the jokes and stuff and the cheesiness of it all. And,
yeah.
It's just, yeah, I love it. I just do. I think it's a great show. It's a great show. So that's one that I've recently started watching. But I don't think we can do this without talking about the comic book shows, mate. I just don't think we can do this show today without
it's only because it's on hiatus, so they're not the thing that we've watched the last 2 weeks. But the Arrow and Flash are both back next week.
But yeah, and we are watching them, though, aren't we? So
Yeah.
I'm really, really into Flash this season. I'm really into it. I think it's been... It's been brilliant.
I always loved Flash. I think Arrow had a really weak season, but it's back. I love the. I'm really enjoying the new DC Legends of Tomorrow.
Wow, mate. I am. You know. Okay, can I just say one thing? That show. I just love the cast. Absolutely love the cast. They've put them all together and it feels like some super duper TV cast, you know, for one. Because obviously it's got those two.
Superman.
Yeah, it's got Superman in it and it's also got Prison Break in it, right?
Yeah.
And have you seen the prison? Have you seen the prison episode?
Yes, yeah, when they break out of Russia.
And he goes, this isn't my first breakout.
Yeah.
And I had to rewind it so many times because of the look he gives. And it's a clear reference.
They do it all the time. They're constantly them.
Mate, and I just loved it. It just made me bellow out in laughter. And I was so proud of it because I just thought, yes, you know, you're playing with your viewer. The people that watch you for years, you're playing with them and you're having a laugh with them. And I just thought, lovely touch and fair play, because some shows wouldn't do that, Si.
Yeah, no, they take themselves too seriously.
Yeah, and this doesn't. And his character is that type of person as well. And I think they're doing another Prison Break, aren't they, now?
Yeah, really. How dare they? It was already absolutely appalling by the time it finished.
It was, but people got to make money, dude.
I tell you what, Wentworth Miller suddenly became a big camp lad, didn't he?
Yeah.
Because in Prison Break, you would never... He was just this... basically the heartthrob, wasn't he? Yeah. But he now sounds like... He sounds like a Big Brother contestant.
I think he'll be... I think it's fine. I think... You know what it is? It's perception.
I really like it.
Yeah, I think he's good though. I think he still comes across as cool in this.
Absolutely. Well, Captain Cool. But I love how the thing I've really enjoyed about Arrow this season is how they've interwoven the three things together. And I think they can just carry on doing it. They can add five more shows.
What three things? Go on, explain.
DC, Flash,
Right, the three shows, you mean?
Yeah, the three shows. Okay. Yeah, how they've woven those three shows together. And even at 2 points, you've had to watch the other show to get the story.
Yeah.
Because it's literally crossed over. None of the crossovers have really done that before. And like, I think the first crossover, it was like early ER or something like that. And they started some terrible cop show. And it wasn't a terrible cop show. It was one of my favorite shows ever, Third Watch. And they crossed over to introduce the characters. But it was just literally to introduce the characters. Then they left. And it's happened a few times in the States, but this is the first time when it's been integral to the story.
Yeah, and I think that when you have the same maker, it makes it a lot easier, Si.
It does.
The same production outfit, everything, and you know each... And there might be the same people working on the same shows, maybe, you know, like a few people have come across from another show. And it makes it all familiar for people. And you can tell when it comes across, you know, the Legends show, it just feels like Flash and Arrow. It just feels like it's... the same production quality, the same everything. There's nothing different. And I like that about it. I do like that they're keeping that. And I think that's where DC are excelling in the TV area. Definitely. Yeah. They're getting it right.
They're much more lighthearted, though, than the Marvel stuff that you see on, which is it's on streaming, isn't it? The Marvel. So we got Jessica Jones, which is brilliant, and Daredevil, which you love. And they're much more.
I love both.
They're not really superhero things, are they? They're superheroes.
More real.
But,
they're more real, though. They feel more
They're set in the Marvel world.
Yes, but you don't see them like you see these guys are touching distance of Superman. Like if they brought in a special appearance of Superman in any of these three shows, it wouldn't feel out of place that's how big those stars are. But if they were to do that Iron Man turning up in Daredevil just wouldn't feel right.
No.
Because it's very gritty in the alleyways, you know, not in the street. It's not one of those, I'm on TV and I'm in your face.
No.
No one knows about him. You know, no one knows about Jessica. Do you get what I mean? It's not
a
popularity thing. Whereas all the other ones, they world come famous. Across.
Yeah, yeah, the stars of Avengers. The city.
That's it. They're Avengers. The Avengers. People know, you know.
But even in the DC ones, like Flash is the most famous person in his city, and Arrow is the most famous person in his city. Mm. They're not the same in Marvel. It's so far in the Marvel series.
In the Defender series, it's going to be the Defenders, isn't it, at the end of the day? So that's what they're going with. And again, if you switch over from Arrow and Flash, Arrow, I think, has a bit of a resurrection, by the way, this year. I think it's better.
Oh, God, I think it's so much better because of the crossover. It's lightened it a little bit. And there are only so many battles you can see where you've got these four or five karate-kicking dudes with knives or arrows up against, you know, incredibly well-armed, the best-trained soldiers in the world, and they all put their guns down and have a fist fight. There's only so many times you can see that. It needed something else too. And I think the crossovers have added that. And then Felicity's disability.
Fantastic.
And the extra layer of characters.
Yeah.
The new evil characters. They're just, you know, brilliant. And the evil characters are crossing over into the shows as well, aren't they?
Let's just say terrific. That's what we're going to leave it at. That's what I'm more excited about than anything.
Well done, DC.
Terrific, yeah. That was such a nice touch from when Oliver says that. That's just terrific. Do you get me?
Yeah.
And it's hinting at a new character, and just brilliant. It's lovely, lovely touches again. They're doing a great job, I think. Got to say, change TV for me with all the comic book shows getting so much of it. Me and you used to love Smallville.
Yeah.
Well, we still do, but what I mean, it was just the one, wasn't it, at the time, and it dominated.
And these are big budget.
These are bigger budget.
Yeah, much bigger budget, and much more available to people as well. Because I think Smallville.
Internet's changed the world.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can watch anything you want whenever you want, and Smallville, you either some small. It kind of set the demographic that it was available to, because it was on in America on the CW, and then it was on in England on E4. So literally, only people between 14 and 22 watched it. Because nobody else watched it, E4.
It started in 2001. I was still at bloody university, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so when it started in 2001, I had no interest in TV at that time because I was out partying and getting fucked all the time.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So you just don't do that. And then some people then say, well, it's three seasons in. No point watching it because I've missed it. And then all of a sudden they make an excuse. It's shit because they don't watch it. It's shit.
Give it a
fucking chance.
So the only way you could get into it was the box set, was the advent of the box set.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of opened it up.
For me, in 2010, I'm an IT contractor, so my work depends on when I'm contracted to a certain company. And I was out of work for 3 months from November 2010 to January or February 2011. Oh, no. No, nine to 10, something like that. Yeah, I think it was 9 to 10, that's right. So 2009, October, November, November 2009 to Feb 2010. And I actually just binged on Smallville to catch up.
Wow, most people would have been desperate to try and find jobs, but you know.
No, I was.
It pays well.
I was. No, the thing is, I was trying to look for a job, but I wanted to stay local because my baby was only one. My youngest was only one, just turned one in November. And I didn't want to go and work in London. I wanted to stay in the Midlands. And, mate, you know what it's like. November, freelancing, no one hires. No one hires. It's close to Christmas. Nobody. So the jobs were going to turn around in Jan. And then that's when I started applying. So I took...
Put your feet up, watch telly.
Oh, yeah, but I was applying for jobs, but nothing was coming through. So basically, I just watched 24 at night with my dad and Smallville in the day and looked after the kids.
Perfect. Absolutely. Sounds good.
It was, mate. It's I dream of those days now with AI.
they might be they might be the two best box sets of all time.
I think they were brilliant. I really enjoyed it. So Smallville, watch it from the start. Watch it the whole way. I'm telling you, you will enjoy it.
I'm very, very excited. I'm about to start it with Lola. I think she's about old enough to watch. It's going to be awesome. I've been saving it.
Great. You should save it for both of them to watch together.
Yeah, I'm worried about that, but I don't know if I can wait any much longer. That's the thing.
So then we totally skipped...
Supergirl.
I haven't seen any of that. I've heard bad things.
No, it's good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's not awesome, but it's good.
I've not heard good things, dude, but okay.
Have you seen that?
So. I've not seen her. Okay.
Jesus Christ, just watch her. That's the worst thing that happens in your day.
Who is she?
Some hot girl.
She doesn't look bad.
Melissa Benoit.
Yeah, okay. Well, Rotten Tomatoes has given it 97%. I'm not listening to Rotten Tomatoes anymore because a lot of good tweeters, Twitter, guys, I know you're listening, have told me it's shit.
So. Yeah, it's one of those snobbery things. They said it about Smallville too. It is. I expected it to be shocking, and I watched it entirely because of OTB, and it really isn't that bad, and it gets better.
And does The Flash make an appearance?
No.
Oh, okay.
The only annoying thing is they talk about Superman, and then there are world catastrophic events happening, and nobody phones him. That's a bit lame, but they talk about Superman all the time. But it's got it's got some really, really good characters in there. It brings in Jean. It brings in Maxwell Lord. He's a beast. It's got who am I talking about? Superman's mom and dad. They make nice little appearances. Okay. It's got Silver Banshee in. It's got lots of other. Superhero characters that it starts to bring in. It's also got like beautiful, again, what we talked about earlier with the Prison Break thing. It's got like Dean Cain makes an appearance, and Helen Slater is Supergirl's mom. So Dean Cain and Helen Slater are Supergirl's mom and dad. If you don't know, Helen Slater is Supergirl from the movie, and Dean Cain was Superman.
Of course.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the three idiots that actually listen to us. Hey.
that was a great movie in Bollywood, by the way, Three Idiots. Anyway, I was going to say, you don't know, it's a world record. By the way, you mentioned Banshee and
the TV show Banshee. Are you watching it?
Yes, I've watched the three seasons, and apparently April 1st is the final season. And I cannot fucking wait because season 3 was immense. Did you watch it?
I've only watched the first two.
Oh, God. Season 3, there's a certain couple of episodes when they're trapped in the police station. Mate, it's some of the best TV I've seen. Like, as in, my God, what's going to happen? My God, what's going to happen? And then what happens? You're just like, whoa.
Really? It's very, very, very highly rated.
Mate. Banshee. If you're not watching Banshee, people, watch season 1 and 2.
Netflix.
And then, and then 3. And then the fourth one starts in a month, less than a month now, in 2 weeks. I cannot wait. I cannot wait because I really enjoy that show. So that's definitely one to watch. If you've got the same taste as me and what we're talking about here, because I like a full low, I like a mix of stuff. I like the comic stuff. I like House of Cards, which is serious political stuff. I like Spartacus, more gory, Game of Thrones, comedy, like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, like you said, Entourage. And what was the other one that we did a show on? The one that Nina likes, what is it called?
Californication.
So, we got a range of shows there that are totally different. And then obviously some similar, but Banshee, I don't know, where does that fit? That's violence and
violent again, action, smart.
Yeah,
very well written. Good. It's got Ivana Milicic in it, Milicevic.
Yeah, the main guy is great. Hood.
Hood. Lucas Hood.
Lucas Hood. Yeah,
he is a great hero character, dark hero.
Yeah. And just to give you a bit of a, if you've never seen it, it all starts with him turning up in a town. I won't tell you why. And he turns up at the same time as a sheriff and they're in a bar. There's a, the sheriff's first day in the town, so no one knows him. No one's seen him. And the sheriff gets shot and killed, and then he basically buries him and becomes a sheriff. That's the premise of this, the start of the show. And if that doesn't interest you, and he becomes the sheriff of the town, I don't know what will. It's a great story. I really enjoyed it. I watched the first episode and I just thought, this is right down my alley, this type of shit.
It is good. So, it is good.
It is good. So, okay. Anything else? I'm hosting this now. You go.
You keep rambling on, that's why. How can you talk about TV that we're watching at the moment without mentioning Big Bang Theory?
I don't watch it.
How?
I've never seen it.
Jesus Christ, it's the biggest show in the world.
I know, but I just don't know why.
It's literally the biggest show in the world.
Apparently it's on Netflix now.
It's the most syndicated show. It's the most on any TV in any country in the world. Big Bang Theory is brilliant.
I think I've watched one or two episodes.
You're a geek. What is there not to like? Jesus Christ, it's about
oh,
four
God,
geeks.
I'm telling you that I've not liked it, I just have never watched it, dude. That's a difference.
No, you're not an awful lot of 20 minute TV show kind of guy, are you? Don't have many 20 minute TV shows.
Entourage, Californication,
all 40.
What about Ballers? Is Ballers 20 minutes?
No, Ballers is 40 as well.
Oh, okay. That's,
or it's an hour for American people.
Is that coming back soon as well?
Ballers is a new series. That's the summer series, though. So we talk about this on ITB, how American TV, because that's all we watch, is structured. So they have like new series. Seasons start from September, go to April, with a hiatus in the middle over Christmas, and often a hiatus in March as well, while they go through who's being picked up and who isn't. And then they'll have in June or sometimes July, they start really short series, things that have like 8 episodes. Sometimes
so that's when Suits and Ballers will come back.
Yes. Suits is a proper big show now, but Suits started as a summer series and it crossed over into a proper TV series. Because basically,
twice a year, don't they? They still come back eight shows or 10 shows in June, July,
yeah,
10 shows in January, don't they, or something like that?
Yeah, later on. So they go through till October, and they have a hiatus at a different time. That's all.
Right.
But yeah, so they try to cross over into the main mass market, because the theory goes that summer TV viewing figures are down, so they put things that they haven't invested so much money in at that time of year. And if they stick, then they'll get a proper run.
Interesting. I don't know how that works, but I always thought they just had two. They just split the season up into two and had a big break in the middle.
No, most things that start in the summer, pretty much everything actually, apart from Suits, just has a short run, 6 or 8 episodes.
What was that? Did you going back in time? Did you ever watch the 4400?
Nah, rubbish. I watched one or two. Oh, rubbish.
It was great. It was better than Heroes. Bloody Heroes came in and ripped it off.
One series of Heroes was great, but the rest of it was terrible.
Yeah, it was. This is true. This is true.
But both with big budget. And it goes back to what I said about those two. They always released two shows with a similar premise on big two different studios. And Heroes was the one that won out of those two.
Yeah, this is it. This is the truth. And apparently Heroes is back, but I haven't seen it.
Oh,
I haven't
God,
watched it.
No, shocking. No, it's not right. Have you watched any new shows yet?
Grindr?
Grindr's new. Grindr's quite good. There you go, it's for 20 minutes, huh?
Yeah, I told you I'm watching some. Grindr's fantastic.
Rob Lowe,
what
is
I
brilliant.
Normally do is I have one night a week where if I've got nothing on, I'll just catch up on all my shows. Right. So I have a one night a week where I can do that, like maybe a Friday or a Saturday. Afternoon, one of those. But Grindr, I'm really enjoying. I love Rob Lowe.
Fred Savage is hilarious as well.
Yes, they're both quite funny. They bounce off each other really well.
Got good chemistry, haven't they?
Yeah. Even his wife. They're all just dead cool. The kids are amazing as well.
Yeah.
His dad is so seasoned. He's in so many TV shows and as a serious role. Like, he's in 24 as well, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's in quite a lot of movies as well. But in this, he's just so fucking funny. He always sides with Rob Lowe, doesn't he?
He does. But he was President Heller in 24. So you can't get past that. You know, he has some gravitas about him. And then he's this dick in Grindr.
He's just hilarious. What else? Is Better Call Saul? Are you watching that?
No.
Oh, because it's because you don't like Breaking Bad, isn't it?
Breaking Bad, stupid. But I appreciate it. Normal people do. But that's not new. Have you seen Luther?
Not seen any of Luther. I've seen one episode of Lucifer. What's Luther like first?
Lucifer. No, yeah, it's Lucifer. Why am I don't know why I've written Luther down. It's Lucifer, not Luther.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, Lucifer.
I watched the pilot. I thought it was fantastic. I just haven't had a chance to go back and get into the rest of it. I thought, interesting concept of the devil being about, and also the way he's working. It's kind of like Jedi. He's a Jedi.
A little bit. It's about desires. You can tell. You can make people tell him their desires.
Yes, that's good. I do like that.
It's really good. And then it's got the it's got this hot police woman who kind of becomes his partner, but she is kind of his. He is a little bit transfixed by her and starts to change. And so it's like this interesting evolution from being the devil.
Is she on the wall yet? That's the question.
She is not on the wall. No, she's not. Maybe not a bad idea.
Don't watch it, people. She's not on the wall. It's not worth it.
Her butt's probably not big enough to go on the wall.
oh, damn me.
And it's got...
he's not this bad for real, I swear.
It's got Kevin Alejandro in it, who is her ex-husband, that also a copper in it, and he is Sebastian Blood from Arrow.
Oh, okay.
He's not that character. It's just that guy.
Yeah, of course, obviously.
Yeah, and yeah, there are just good characters in here, and it's got DB Woodside in it as well, who is Amen Adiel is Lucifer's brother. So he's an angel. And he's trying to get Lucifer to go back to hell.
It's brilliant, isn't it? They play off each other well.
Again, another 24 president.
Yes, actually.
So,
oh bloody hell! I thought he was familiar.
Yeah, another 24 president. But the star of the show is Tom Ellis. He's Lucifer Morningstar. Apart from that's the coolest name in the world. He is absolutely brilliant.
He's fantastic. And the one
genius casting, you have to watch it. It's the new show I recommend the most, even though I'm really enjoying Legends of Tomorrow. Have you seen Billions yet?
I've heard good things about that one.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you know is going to get, it's going to get good ratings. Like, your Lucifer is not, because it's kind of unique, but Billions... It's wordy. It's a little bit wordy. It's got those high budget cast in there, like Paul Giamatti. It's got Damian Lewis.
Damian Lewis is a legend for me. I absolutely think he's brilliant. I used to watch his show when he was in Homeland. I enjoyed it. And when he was the other one, what was the first one that he did? Life. Did you watch Life?
Yeah, I watched half of it. I gave up.
I thought it was good.
I could see the premise. I didn't ever not like it. It's just that it kind of, because of what we're talking about, the hiatus, the breaking of the series.
It did ruin it. It just stopped. Once you become a fan, don't you? You just carry on.
Yeah, and we're becoming more and more that you want to see it, you want to see it, you want to see it again and again. Because of the way Netflix works and because of the way box sets have been. So when it's stretched out and then it cancels, you're not quite sure if it's coming back or not. And then it takes 3 months before it comes back and no one tells you because we're in England, not in America. It's, you know, if it makes it hard to watch, you know, live the day after it's on in America, it's not so easy to get into these things, is it? If you go back to it a couple of years later and find the whole series, it'll be much more enjoyable.
You should watch all of Damian Lewis's stuff. He's apparently a Liverpool fan as well. So
yeah, I know. You've seen him at the ground.
Yeah, there you go. So there's another one. So another person to maybe watch shows for, but... There was one other show that I wanted to talk to you about that's out this year, that was out this year. Limitless.
I've given up on those. Me and Kid talked about it many times. Have you watched it?
Yeah, I watched it all the way up to the break. You know when they had the break?
Yeah.
And I was okay with it. And then I'm really struggling to go back now. So that's not a good sign for me.
No, normally, me neither.
Normally, if I go straight back in, it's because I'm really enjoying it. But this is showing me that it's not that good.
It's a filler. That's what I find it as. We have shows that build up, and sometimes we go back to them, but very often they just get deleted. So there are shows that often we'll watch together, and then one of us will give up on it, and then usually I will, and then it'll just be a show that Katie watches, unless it's a superhero thing, and then I don't even bother showing her in the first place. I just watch them whenever I, you know, at lunch or whatever. And Limitless, we both knew the actors that are in it already from different series that, you know, they're familiar. We liked the movie, so we watched it together. She'd given up 1.5 episodes in. It became a filler, and that if there was absolutely nothing else to watch, we'd put it on. But then, like, one night, I think we discovered we're watching some kind of baking show instead, and we still had 5 of these to watch, and we're still choosing to watch bloody baking instead. So I think we've given up. And Minority Report was one of them as well. Big budget. Should have been good. Really wasn't.
No, I've not even watched it. I just couldn't get into the pilot.
That's got cancelled anyway, but Limitless has got a second season. So really? It might get better. Yeah, it's got a second season, yeah. But it's because the stuff we talked about on here before, that the thing get picked up, syndicated now before they're even shown. And so they're already paid enough to get a second season. So like Sky will already buy 2 or 3 seasons before the first ever episode is shown. 5 years ago, they used to wait until that first 6 or 7 episodes before they bought any. That's why loads of shows used to get cancelled. Now no shows get cancelled. There is absolute shite, or like hundreds of episodes of absolute shite, like Bones has 415 episodes or something. There are loads of them.
Too many. So what else is it that we haven't covered that's new?
There are a couple of English ones because I don't watch them at all.
Don't even watch them. There's no
I heard somebody talk about 13, which is some scary thing. Did you really?
Yeah. Tell me more about this 13. I like horror.
You do. It's supposedly smart and really dark. It gets fairly decent ratings. 26-year-old Ivy Moxham steps out of an... Oh, yeah. She'd been, like, kidnapped and hidden for 13 years. And then she comes out, and it's how life gets adjusts around to that. So it's one girl's been abducted, and now she's a grown-up.
But is it still a horror, though?
Yeah, it's supposed to be scary.
Okay, I reckon Omara will like that as well. She's into a horror. So, Omara, if you're listening.
Yeah, we're supposed to be doing
X-Files together. What was that show that was out? God, I've forgotten the name of it. It was something that me and Omara were watching. Some horror show that, I don't know, I don't think it's got renewed. There was one Falling, what was it called?
The Falling.
No, not Falling. Oh, God. Who's the actress that we really like from an Entourage and...
Carla Gugino.
Yeah, that's her. What's it? Carla...
Gugino. G-U-G-I-N-O.
That's it. So she was in one of them.
Wayward Pines?
Right, there was Wayward Pines was one. And there was another one recently. Oh, God. It's totally gone. I think she'll know. If Omara's listening, she'll know what I'm talking about. But that was a really good one. And that I think that's ended. I'm not sure. But that was a good show. Fucking hell. I cannot believe that I can't remember what it is. It was called
There are loads of the shows. I can't watch them.
There's loads of them.
Forbidden. The something. And it always says they're noir. I hate anything that calls itself noir. It's just pretentious toss. Often it's some Scandinavian copied pretentious toss, which I actually liked often the Scandinavian version. But since when has any American company made a better version? Like The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
The Strain.
The Strain. Oh, yeah.
The Strain. I love The Strain. That was one that I watched this year as well.
Yeah, it was 2015, wasn't it?
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, it's still going, actually. It's not
two series, yeah. too soon.
Yeah, so there might be another one. It says it doesn't say it's ended. There's a hyphen with an open. It didn't say 2014.
I haven't decided yet.
So yeah, those, I love the horror. So 13 might give it a go, mate. Nice one, thank you.
Yeah, have you? There was
Walking Dead. God, obviously,
there was another English show that we watched. Humans.
I didn't watch that.
Really good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really good.
So what's that about? Humans.
Androids, basically.
Oh.
Humans and androids. And, like, so some genius scientist invented these AI, genius AI androids that, so they go past, so everybody has basically their own robot that cleans the house, but they look human, they're androids. And then this one genius guy that invented them all, he invented this AI that makes them smarter. You know the same story that everybody else has ever heard in history. The computers learn and they become smarter than humans and want to take over. It's along those lines, but it's that these AI can actually feel. That's what he's done. He's managed to combine the synapses with whatever their neurology, their electronic, you know, devices are, whatever, that they can feel. So it's very, very cool. It's a little bit dark, but it's probably the one English thing we've watched for years.
Okay, so I might even go into that then. So there's a couple now that I might have to watch, but I might wait for it to be a bit beefy, a few more episodes so I can watch a few.
Yeah, they're only like eight, I think. They're only eight episodes, maybe.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It is good. You should watch it.
What's in your Hall of Fame then at the moment, dude?
Jesus Christ, you're the one that's supposed to have a page up to these things. You're drawing a big target on your back.
You haven't given me a list. If you give me a list, I'll get a page up. I'm trying to redesign the site, so
Dexter,
I want to find a
was word. First.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Dexter. We've got Friends. We've got Scooby-Doo.
Did He-Man make it? Oh, no, it didn't.
No, it didn't. Fuck you. we've got Friends, we've got Scooby-Doo, we've got Californication.
Yes!
I don't think Neil Diderbrook did a Hall of Fame for Breaking Bad, but we're going to have a discussion at some point where I say no. We have two more as well. I don't even remember what they are.
There you go. See, if the hosts can't even fucking keep track of what's in there.
I've got like 15 pads knocking around that I'm jotting on throughout. And I've got one here that is, I can tell you the amount of shots we had against Crystal Palace. So I just picked the wrong pad up for me to look back through. That's the problem.
You know what I want to do? Okay, this is the one that I would, if you ask me, what I would want to go in. And it does it have to be shows that are completed?
Yes.
Damn it!
Because so what? Because you could have said halfway through the second season of Lost. Does Lost go in?
No. You'd have said yes. But this one, if I put it forward, I don't think you'll say no.
Okay.
Game of Thrones.
Okay.
The reason why I bring forward Game of Thrones to you is because I don't ever think that whatever they've done so far will be surpassed in terms of the magnitude of what they do. The fantasy show. You know, I don't think anyone will beat this. It's huge.
It's revolutionized the genre, isn't it?
Yes. And the story and the way the dialogues have taken over people, you know, like I always say to you, you know nothing, you know, Jon Snow or whatever.
Yeah.
For no reason.
And, it's like Friends. It's become part of how we
social,
speak.
Pop culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just saying the new season is out in what, 2 weeks?
No, 26th of April, I think.
Well, even better then, because I was going to say to you that there should be a Game of Thrones preview pod.
We're going to do a Game of Thrones preview pod.
And it has to be before the 26th, and it has to be a big one.
Good really old good friend one. Of mine is coming on, and people...
Get on with that one.
As soon as we announce it, people know exactly who he is. Old friend from school who presents a Game of Thrones TV show. And he knows lots. He's already seen half of the series.
Well, Okay, well, we don't want spoilers, but if you can get him and yourself and Neil on and do a three-way...
Yeah, we're doing it the week before the Game of Thrones comes out.
Okay, so I'll basically get on recording duty on that one to make sure the sound's good and edit it immediately.
Yes, that'll be a big one. So we can get it out like 2 or 3 days before the show actually airs.
I will get it out on the same night it's recorded.
Yeah.
Yes. It needs to be out. So yeah, that's good. That's great. That's exactly why I lined up that show purposely because
right.
I wanted to put that.
There are no arguments with Game of Thrones, but it can't go in the hell. The rules. The rules are the rules. They can't go in the Hall of Fame till it's finished.
Bastard.
That's why Coronation Street will never go in.
Oh, EastEnders, thank God.
Jesus. I might make provisions for neighbours at one point.
Oh, we've got the best ever opportunity. I'm putting forward Smallville.
Oh, Smallville. I second Smallville. Smallville didn't win once. It already got rejected.
Yeah, but there's no one here to reject it.
Smallville. Does Smallville go in the Hall of Fame? Damn, hell yes. Smallville is this week's entry into the Hall of Fame as...
Boom! Motherfuckers! Boom! Superman haters, fuck you!
Fuck you all. This is the greatest... Up to this point, it's been the greatest single series of superhero TV. It might be beaten by some of the currently on, but none of them have finished yet, so we can't say that definitively.
No, you don't see whether they can keep it going for 10 years.
Yeah.
Because I honestly say, in the 10th season, I was still itching to see him in the Superman suit, and that was the whole point.
Yeah.
You just wanted to see him in the Superman suit, and that was the cape. You wanted to see him do it. You know what I mean? And if they could get you to hope that all the way to the end, then this is exactly what the showrunner said, didn't she? She wanted that. That was
her aim. I tell you what, it was one of the biggest mistakes that movie studios ever made. I think it was Warner not using Tom Welling in Superman Returns, because it would have been the perfect transition. It would have done that same stuff that Flash and Arrow and DC Legends has done, that crossover. Instead of using who is now pretty much Atom Man, Brandon Routh. And if they'd just used Tom Welling, that would have just opened a whole, you know, a whole great can of worms. It would have opened so many doors and to that crossover between TV and movies, and it had just been brilliant. And they should have the Smallville led up to that movie.
DC are making a mistake again with Flash, though, aren't they? Aren't they doing a movie? Aren't they doing a movie without the guy that's in Flash?
Are they really? That is a terrible idea.
There you go.
That's a terrible idea.
They don't learn from their mistakes, mate.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah, go and Google it.
IMDb does not know about. Oh yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Who's the guy?
Ezra Miller.
There you go. It's coming in 2018.
That is a terrible, terrible idea.
And that guy doesn't even look like a good Flash.
Oh, he's a hipster. That I can't believe what a terrible idea that is. He's in a TV show that one of my old guilty pleasures, Royal Pains. He is. That's just a terrible idea. He was in Californication as well.
Yep.
No, that's a terrible idea.
This pisses me off. This is exactly what DC are. This is why DC are shit.
They're great at TV, terrible at the movies.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see shortly, won't we, with DC, with Superman, Batman.
Yeah, my daughter has... I didn't want to watch it, but, you know, I didn't want to watch it first day, whatever. But eldest daughter's like, Dad, I really want to watch it. All right then, kid. She's twisted my arm. She deserves it. She's just got into to private school. Well, not private school. She's got into grammar school. So go on then.
when is it out?
It's next weekend.
It's out on
Good Friday, in fact.
Looks good.
So everybody's off when it's out.
Looks good. See, neither of mine are quite old enough. Saying that, our daughter's the same age, but Lola's, she's not particularly interested in it.
Yeah, Gia's, she's basically got a lot of me in her. She's now becoming a big Liverpool fan as well. So
both of mine are huge Liverpool fans, they love football, but Lola doesn't care about superheroes. Jesse would love to go watch it.
Yeah, he would, but he's too young.
He's just eight. Yeah, it's too much. Can you imagine, like, that age when they're old enough to actually go and see Deadpool?
Oh man, that's God, that is going to be the best. Yeah,
but Deadpool's. We're not allowed to talk about movies. Apologies, Joe. There's really no need. We've already talked enough. Well, how long are we in? We're in an hour already.
We're done now. Yeah, we're done.
I think that's good enough for our bi-weekly chat about particularly nothing. I think we've covered plenty.
I think we've showed at what we're watching, what there's coming up as well. You know, in the next 2-3 weeks, in the next 6 weeks even, there's some really big shows coming back that are well worth watching. I think it's an exciting time again for TV. There's never a non-exciting time, though, is there? There's always something really, really good on.
And Jesus Christ, but do you know why we've been chatting about this, the whole thing? The greatest game of football of all time is on.
I've been watching it while I've been doing the show. I've been turned around scored? Watching two. Yeah, it's 2-2. So it's going to extra time, so we can go and watch extra time, dude.
I'm on that. Christ, I'm just looking at the stats.
It's great to have a cinema room where you can just turn around and watch the game while you pod.
Yeah. If you pod in your cinema room, yeah, that's what happens if you're the pod father.
Yes.
None of his minions. Right, awesome. You can got plenty of stuff to promote, but then what's the point? Because everybody knows all of that stuff. Otherwise, they wouldn't be listening to on the box in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Get the Android app, please.
Do the Android app, place. Yeah.
Yep.
Don't get the Android app. Throw your Android away and buy a bloody iPhone, you dickhead.
Get the iPhone app.
Get the iPhone app, exactly.
That's they're both very, very good.
If you haven't already listened to this standalone, you don't have to listen in chronological order to the previous ones. Making a Murderer, it was a brilliant pod, probably our best, along with Neil and Cuzzy and Guy Drinkle last week did.
I enjoyed
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, very good show.
Neil was very, very, very organized, so you should really give that a listen.
Making a Murderer, though, with Paul Tompkins was a special show.
Yeah,
it was a fantastic show, actually. If you watch that documentary on Netflix, which again, it was topical at the time when we did it. It was so popular. It did really, really well with listens as well. So if you've watched that show and you didn't know we had a pod on it, again, download the Android app, download iPhone, go into the On The Box in the shows and you'll see in the non-NFC area, you'll see Making a Murderer. I think it's episode 8, so get on it.
There you go. Otherwise, we're all good, and we will, I'm sure, see you shortly on Under Pressure.
Ding, 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 ding. Bye. Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.